From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. We own our nerdery around here, so yes, there are pastries for GDP Day. In a couple of hours, the Commerce Department will tell us how fast the economy grew in the second quarter. We're especially curious for these numbers because expectations are high. Some of that strong growth may be due to one-off factors specific to this quarter, but growth may well top 4%. Last quarter, it was only 2%. And zooming in a bit, expectations are particularly high for consumer spending, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Whether we buy stuff largely depends on how much money we have and what we think our future income's going to be. Up until the recession, economists traditionally thought of consumer spending as the volatile part of the economy. Is the consumer feeling good today? Austin Goolsbee teaches economics at the University of Chicago and was an economic advisor in the Obama administration. He says over the past few years, consumer spending has become very predictable.
Consumer spending is sort of the slow, steady race winner here. You know, consumer spending has kind of turned itself into the tortoise in the race.
Consumers are confident because they have jobs. Unemployment is at near record lows. But what about that trade war? Bob Murphy, an economics professor at Boston College, says he actually doesn't think that influences when everyday Americans buy stuff.
I don't know if they make the connection that directly, but things are likely to cost them more down the road, and therefore they rush out and buy today.
Because prices haven't risen dramatically. The cost to make things is higher, but companies are largely taking the brunt of that pain, at least for now. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.